Welcome to the Power of Progress podcast, where we talk about mindset, motion, and momentum. We get you from thinking to doing, turning your thoughts into actions. Let's break through your barriers so you can achieve your goals. I am your host, Scott Friedman, and let's get started. Welcome back to another amazing episode of the Power of Progress podcast, where you get all of your amazing short audios in 8 to 10-ish minutes or so of amazing fitness mindset content. Remember, fitness is only part of the journey. We have to control our thoughts, which will control our actions, or vice versa, and then so on and so forth. But mindset is a very important part of this. So if you are interested in turning your chore of fitness lifestyle into a habit, that's what this show is here to do for you. So let's dive into it today. I work at a private corporate wellness company, and every so often I have to cover shifts at the gym to make sure that it's staffed and things like that. And I was at the gym the other day, and something someone said shocked me. It was like, whoa, I took a step back and I was like, what did you just say to me? Very, very surprised. Now, it's not the first time I've heard it, but this is the time that it has stuck with me, and I figured I would do an episode on it because maybe other people are dealing with the same things themselves. Okay, so part of the reason this person did not want to go to the gym, straight up, and they told me this because we've talked for a couple of years, actually, I've known them for a while, is they did not want to go to the gym because they had this anxiety or fear of not belonging. Like, because they were not already in shape, they shouldn't go to the gym. They shouldn't waste the spot of someone else who is in better shape than them. They deserve it more than they did. Like, if I'm not in shape, the gym isn't for me. Whoa. Like, that's, like, if you're not, like, that's an insane thought, then, like, wake up. Like, that's a crazy thought. Not that they're crazy. That's a crazy thought. The gym is literally a place to get better regardless of where you are starting from. Like, you can't be expected to be good. Wow, that was crazy. You can't expect it to be good when you first go. Like, what? In what world are we good at anything the first time we do something? Okay, like, it takes time to get good at it. Now, maybe you're, 50, 60, 100 pounds overweight, and it's embarrassing. I get all that. Like, don't get me wrong. But to act as if you can't go to the gym because you're not in shape, it's shocking to me. So a few points on this that I want to hit. If you've ever felt the same way, whether it's just you weren't in shape, didn't have enough muscle, you wanted to lose weight, but everyone here is so skinny, it's like, I don't belong here. Like, my hope is I can dispel some of these feelings for you, and hopefully you can move on and get past it, because that's the only way you're going to succeed, is if you can get past it and move on from these things, because it's not real. It's in your head. Okay. So that's my first point, is the fear of being judged by not being good enough by others. This comes from a place of inside your own head. It's an insecurity notion, right? We're insecure about ourselves, so we project it onto what other people might think of us. Therefore, we will not take the proper action. Okay. So here's the trick, though. Even if someone thinks of it, like, thinks that of you, number one, who cares? Seriously, who cares? And number two, no one's really thinking that. Like, if you see someone running on a running path and they're super overweight or something, like, if you're the person who goes, oh my God, why are they even trying? Then you're kind of a jerk, right? What you should be doing is, wow, good for them for putting in the effort. Like, they're not where they want to be, clearly, but, like, good for them for putting in the effort. Like, if your thought is, wow, why are they even trying? You might be the problem. Like, but no one's ever going to tell you that. No one's, like, saying that to your face. No one's going to, like, walk up to the guy in the gym first time there and stand around them in, like, a bully circle, like, like a high school thing, and push them into one of the gym lockers. And you can't be here because you're out of shape. Your biceps got to be at least 18 inches long. Like, no one's going to do that, like, at all. So this fear of being judged by people you don't know, people you might never actually even talk to, and people you don't care about, because you're not at their level, is just, it's very much inside your own head, okay? No one's thinking in that. In fact, most people have body dysmorphia and they think of themselves worse than they actually are, and they look at others who might not even be at their level that they think they're better than. I have this all the time, whereas like, they're like, oh, Scott, like you're in such a good shape. I'm like, really? Because I don't feel like I'm in good shape half the time I'm lifting. I look at a lot of other people and I'm like, man, they are absolutely killing me. Like, why are they such better shape than me? Which I shouldn't do, but I do. Everyone does it. But like, we're all focused on our own world. Yeah, we'll look at things, go, what are this guy, what's this person doing? But we don't care about it. We don't actually care about it. It's like the idea of looking at someone at the gym who's out of shape and they do something is similar to looking at a squirrel just running around the road. We see it, we look at it, go, huh. And we walk away and we do our own thing. We're not like, oh my God, did you see this squirrel? Did you see this person? Talk to everyone, point out the squirrel, grab the squirrel by its tail, throw it. We're like, no one's doing this. So the fear of just being judged and all this stuff, it's in your own head. The fact that you think you're not good enough to be at a place that's supposed to better yourself is just this fear of being judged by others and this kind of embarrassment that goes with it, which leads me to point number two. It probably means that you have a certain level of expectation of yourself and you haven't hit it. And you might be just angry or mad or embarrassed at yourself that you have not hit this thing, or you are where you let yourself get to where you don't want to be. Like, you let yourself gain the 50 pounds and now you're embarrassed. And now it's like, well, I don't belong here because I haven't put in the work. I don't deserve to be here. So on and so forth. And it's interesting. And I would almost take it the opposite way. I would take that notion that you have that you're embarrassed or you're mad at yourself because you set a standard that you did not hit. And now you're here like, oh, I don't belong here. This is, I don't want to be here anymore. I would actually use that to fuel you. Be like, all right, I have a lot of work to do. I have a lot of work I have to do. Change the narrative. Like, there's no reason you have to think that, oh, I'm not where I want to be, and then get sad and down about it. There's no reason that has to be the narrative in your mind. The narrative could be, okay, I'm not where I want to be. I need to start working now. I need to start working on it right now and push harder. Why can't that be the narrative? Why? Seriously, why can't it be? So use that. Fuel your drive for success. Fuel your drive to lose the weight, gain the muscle, look better in the mirror, whatever it is. That you're not there, and then use the gym as that kind of that catalyst to do so, because you don't need to be in shape to go there, but you can get in shape by going. Okay, and then maybe, like, think about it this way: I want to take at some point a dancing class, like a tango kind of deal, or like a, what's it called, a swing class and a self defense class. I want to start taking some fighting, whatever. And I know, like, my first 3 or 4 times in any dance class that I take is going to be the most embarrassing thing. That's why I haven't done it yet. Actually, I just haven't found the time. But like, it's going to be so embarrassing. I'm going to be so embarrassed. But what if I thought the same way that we think about the gym? Oh, I don't deserve to be in this dance class because I don't know how to do anything. Well, and all these people are so much better at dancing. I was like, well, yeah, they're doing it. I'm just starting. Like, what if we had the same mentality that way? What if it's, hey, I want to go to a fighting class, but I'm embarrassed because I'm going to get the kid who's 10 years younger than me beat the crap out of me. Well, yeah, because he's been practicing for 5 years or even 5 months. And it's my first day. Like, things are going to happen. I'm not going to be good right away. It takes time and effort and routine and doing it over and over and over again to get any sort of results with anything that we do. And so if we had the same mentality of all these other things that we try out, like even with cooking or investing, whatever, like anything you do, you suck at first, but then you get better over time. Same with the gym. So use this anxiety of I don't belong here, like, because I'm not in shape. No, switch the mental narrative to I am not in shape, so I definitely belong here because this is the place for me to make a difference, to put in the hard work. And if you're someone who is sick of not hitting your own expectations and sick of being out of shape and wants to make a change and wants to get started and is sick of thinking that they don't belong in the gym because they're out of shape, get on my calendar, myprogresscall.com. Let's break down that mental paradigm. Let's push that away and create a new one so you can start getting the results that you want to see, all right? Other than that, have a great rest of your day. Don't forget to give the episode a 5-star amazing review, even regardless of all the mess ups on today's episode, but no editing. I'm just going to let it go out and you guys can just hear me talk naturally. Don't forget to give that amazing review. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day and I'll talk to you on the next one. All right. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you like today's show, do me a favor and hit the follow or subscribe button and leave a 5-star review so more people like yourself can start building momentum towards their goals. Also, if you are interested in my 10 minutes to take off method, where I teach you to master your first 10 minutes and soar to victory, then book a call on my calendar at myprogresscall.com. Myprogresscall.com. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you next time.